Hi, I'm Sally Ann. I run the gymnastics club called Horth Gymnastics at K2 Leisure Centre. We are 30 years old next year, so we'll be having a big display. And we are in the main hall at the moment doing some gymnastics with Neil Munday. And we're going to take him up to the trampoline to start with, and he's going to do some bouncing for us.
I'm looking forward to this. Let's go.
Okay, we have Neil just about to approach our trampoline. It's a nice sunken trampoline. So now, if you'd like to get into the middle of the trampoline, oh, definitely on that red cross, and just gently bounce up and down. That's it, nice and loose. If you'd like to swing your arms around, like washing windows, there we go. Okay, let's just make sure you can stop to start. It's very important to know how to stop. Can we bend our knees? Brilliant, nice stopping position there. Okay, let's start again. Nice gentle pushes, get those arms in a nice circle movement. Okay, how about doing a tuck jump? Knees up to your tummy.
Okay, here we go.
And here we go, here it goes. Well done. How about a star shape? Arms and legs nice and wide. Well done. Okay, how about progressing on now? How about a half a turn? We turn around in the air and face the other way. Well done. Clean turn performed there by Neil. How about a full turn this time? All the way around. Here we go. He's getting height. He's getting higher. Is he going to make the full turn? And he does. Well done. Okay, do you want to try a seat drop, Neil?
Sounds tricky.
Oh, no, it's not tricky at all. It's just having a rest on the trampoline, just sitting down.
Sit down gently.
Nice and gently, pushing your legs out straight in front of you and placing your hands down by your bottom, fingers facing forwards. Okay, I think he's got that. clearing his throat, and here he goes. Up, up, legs in front, and yes, and he made it. Well done, Neil. And in a nice stretch afterwards. Not bad. How about this time, a little bit of harder challenge. As you stand up from the seat drop, doing me a half a turn.
Is that a half turn to stand up again? Or?
Oh, half turn. After you've done the seat drop, you turn to stand up. Okay, so you'll be facing the other way when you're finished. Okay, swing, circle those arms. He's gaining some height. He's going for the seat drop. And yes, will he turn? He made it. He made the half turn. Well done, Neil. And bend your knees and stop. Okay, would you like to try another piece of apparatus?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think so.
Okay. All right. Shall we go and do some swinging on the bars?
Never done that in my life before, so that's going to be interesting.
Okay, let's pick a bar then. Okay, we've moved Neil over to our bar, which is over our pit area. He's going to move himself along to the centre, and he's going to hang. And when we got him there, he's going to try and swing. Okay? All right, he's moved himself across. Okay. Now, there's a lot of foam in there, but if he bends his knees and pushes them backwards and forwards, he might get a bit of a swinging action going. Now, how hard is that, Neil?
It's tough.
Yeah, very tough. We always find the bars are tough. How's it feeling on your arms, Neil?
They are hurting.
Okay, and if he lifts his knees right up, he'll get the joy of letting go and landing in the pit.
He's down in the hole.
In the pit. Now, this is the hard part, getting out of the pit, Neil. If you climb yourself out the side. Okay, we've moved Neil over to the vault. How are you feeling about doing some vaulting for us, Neil?
This looks extremely difficult, and I'm not sure if I have to bounce on, jump off, try and clear it in one total jump. I don't know. There's a springboard here.
Okay, well, we'll use the springboard just to jump on the top to start with, and we'll see how we go.
So how far of a run-up do I need?
We'll go halfway down that run-up, probably about 10 metres, and I think we'll be fine. Okay, so Neil is just about to start his approach onto the vault. Here he comes. He's running up to the vault. He's going to jump on the springboard. And he's on top. Well done, Neil. Right, if you'd like to stand up. Okay, remember to bend your knees on landing.
How was that?
That's not too bad, actually. It's a little, and it's scary at first. Just, can I make it onto the top of the vault from the springboard? Okay. Jumping off's easy.
Okay, well, let's try it once more. Let's try and get our feet on top of the vault this time, not just our knees.
That sounds even tougher.
Yes, it is. Okay. Here he comes again. He's going to try and do a bigger leap this time. And he's going to try and get his feet on top. Hands first, then his feet. Yes. Oh, he's up there. He did hit with his feet first. I can assure you he did.
That hurt.
Okay. All right. Are you all right to jump off?
We'll jump off.
Here he jumps into the air and he's landed. Well done, Neil. Okay, we've moved to the beam part of the gymnastics hall now. And Neil is just about to do some balancing. How's your balancing?
Depends what I was doing the night before, but I haven't had anything to drink. I'm totally sober.
Okay, that's a good thing.
And this is totally 100 millimetres wide. And how long is it, roughly?
It's 5 metres long and 4 inches wide.
4 inches wide, 100 mil.
Okay. If you'd like to step on the side. So Neil's just about to climb up onto the side of the beam. If you'd like to go to their Facebook page, you might find some photos of Neil walking along this beam. Here he goes. He's steadying himself, one foot in front of the other. That's the best way to do it. And I think I'm going to stop him in the middle and get him to turn around. Go on, just spin around. That's it. And step forwards and spin around again. Okay, we've got some gymnasts watching him. Shall we make him do a balance? Shall we make him do a balance?
Yeah!
Okay, Neil, one leg balance, please. Oh, that's not bad. Does he deserve a clap, girls? Okay, and we're proceeding to the end of the beam. Okay, and he's very lucky. There's a nice soft landing for him to jump on. Okay, how does that feel?
Oh, terrific. Thank you very much, young lady. How did I do? Really good, thank you. Okay. So, Sally-Anne, after all that, how did I do?
Pretty well, actually. For an adult coming to gymnastics, you did really well.
And that was my very first time at gymnastics.
I wouldn't say I could tell, but yeah, you were a little bit nervous on some things, but did better than most. Well done.
It's certainly experience. If you haven't done it, do come and try it. How do they get in touch with the club?
Coming into K2, there's leaflets all over the place. Our number's 585-327. If you want to give us a ring, we do holiday courses for our children. So the Easter holidays, you can come and do some bookings.
Terrific. Thank you ever so much for allowing us to do that. Sally-Anne from the Howth Gymnastics Club at K2 Leisure Centre. Thank you.
Thank you very much.